You want to launch a book, but not one that gets 2 reviews and is forgotten the next day. So how do you do it in a way that changes your career and your life? That's what I'm here to tell you. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David, a podcast hosted by me, Anna David, as I help you walk you through how to write and launch a best-selling book that can change your career and your life. So today I am talking about how to find the right editor for your book. You could argue that this is the most important question that I will answer because A, it is really hard to find the right editor, and B, it is the difference between basically a shitty book and an amazing book. I said it. Now, your editor is there to make you sound your best, and this is really important. This person is not your co-writer. They are not there to rewrite you. They are there to make you sound as brilliant as you are. So, there are questions you need to ask anybody that you're thinking of hiring. The first question I would ask is, what books have you edited? Now, do your due diligence here. I cannot tell you how many people come to us as clients and they say, my book's been edited, is how the conversation starts. I read it, or one of my team members reads it. Oh no, it does not look edited. And I say, who edited it? And they go, well, this guy or this woman, and they've edited all these books. And I say, what books? And they can't say, or, you know, and the thing is, it's just like one of those things. We don't know what we don't know. So we have to know the right questions to ask. Unlike, say, being an ER doctor, anybody can call themselves an editor. Obviously, if you listen to crazy podcasts about con artists like I do, you know there are people who claim to be doctors who aren't really doctors who do surgeries and stuff like that, but that's pretty hard to get away with. Real easy to get away with claiming to be an editor, an experienced editor, when you're not. So ask them about the books they've edited. Were the books bestsellers? Can you read them? The thing is, editing, their name's not on the book. So they can claim that they edited a book they didn't. So you can always say, hey, were you thanked in the acknowledgments? And just double confirm. Ask for references, anything that can help you determine that they're legit and telling you the truth. Ask them what their favorite genre is. So that doesn't mean if you have written a dating book and they edit thrillers that they can't edit your book, but it may mean that. Find out if they've edited any books in your genre in the past. Now, here's the most important thing. Find out what kind of an editor they are, because essentially there are 3 different kinds of editors. There is a developmental editor. That's the one that if you find them, keep them under your pillow forever and don't tell anybody. Those are the really hard ones to find. Those are the ones that we, my core team is made up of developmental editors. These are people who will go in and say, you know what? That character of Sandra makes no sense. Or, you know, in chapter 6, you totally lost me. Or, you know, I think you should cut chapter 9. Whatever. The big stuff. They usually come from the world of traditional book or magazine publishing, and they take a look at the project as a whole. So, depending on the state that your book is in, oftentimes a developmental editor will do an edit and then need to ask you some stuff because you left stuff out, and that's why they're there to help. So 2 edits may be involved. Now, then there's a copy editor. Now, a copy editor is just looking for typos. So if you hand a copy editor a book that is a mess and a half, they may not address it because they may not even know that. Or it's just not what they're trained to do or what they're even looking for. They'll just go in and take your mess and correct the commas and the spelling errors. So get really, really clear. Sometimes an editor just reads a manuscript and provides feedback. And if that's what you're getting, you're going to need another editor. So make sure you clarify all of this up front. There is also what we do at Launchpad is we have a proofreader who goes in after the copy editor, because though the copy editor is usually well-trained in editing, it's a human being. So they're going to make mistakes. So in all likelihood, you will need at least 2 editors, a developmental editor and a copy editor. There are very few manuscripts I have seen that from first-time authors who don't need both. And you don't want your developmental editor and your copy editor to be the same person, even though most developmental editors can also copy edit. You want to get more eyes on it. And to be clear, you can't be upset if it still has typos after that. What we also do here at Launchpad is when the book is going to copy edit, we also have the client go give the book to five friends and say, go look for typos. Tell the friends, because lots of friends like to discover their inner artist at this point and tell you all the things that the editor did wrong and all the things you did wrong and all the things you need to do. So just be really clear and say, I just want typos. And they will find them and ask them to send you an email that that has a list of them and input those. And still, it may be published with typos. I mean, the famous books that have had typos in them, you don't even want me to list them. A lot. But the goal is to not, of course. The wonderful thing about the world we live in today is that if you find typos after the book is out, you can always upload a new version, and then that will be the one that that people will purchase. But back to the editor, the question you need to ask, of course, is what do you charge? And here's the thing, the fees vary widely, like really widely, like elephant size widely. I'll tell you, I charge a minimum of $5,000, but I do that because editing is not my primary thing. And it's kind of like, what's that called? The go away price. Like I say that and everyone says, most people say no. But I know people who will edit a book for $100. I would avoid people who charge by the hour because you never know how quickly or slowly they're going to work. But if you want to play it safe for a good editor, I would budget between $1,000 and $2,000. And I know that's a lot. Sometimes they charge by the word and you just got to do the math. It's going to, you know, and it should cost a lot less if your manuscript is 30,000 words versus 50,000 words. But it's a really important place to put your money. So do ask them for references. And do reach out to the clients. You know, obviously, if they're giving you contact information for clients, those are pretty happy clients. But you can ask, you know, ask what they were like to work with. You can also, and you're so in the right, asking for them to do a sample. Most editors will do 5 pages of an edit just to show you what their work is like. And you should definitely be able to get a sense of how liberal or careful they're going to be based on that sample. Like, do they go in with a machete or do they go in with a thread, a needle? And be wary. I know this happened to somebody I know recently. So an editor said, I loved your book so much that the sample I did was the whole book. No matter how brilliant you are, and you are, that's someone who's desperate for work. So don't let them, don't think like, I'm so good that that's why they did that. You know, you want people who are available, but who aren't desperate, because good editors are so hard to find that a good editor should be real busy. Which leads me to the next question you need to ask, which is, how long do you think this will take? Now, just because someone can do it quickly doesn't mean it's a rush job. I mean, editors are freelancers, which means they're jugglers. So you may catch them when they don't have anything else on their plate, or you may catch them when they're drowning in work. I would say for a full manuscript, a month is definitely a good turnaround time. I'm a pretty demanding person, so for my team, I sometimes ask for it faster, but a month is a good turnaround time. So ask them what format they work in. Most of us, and when I say us, I think I'm talking about Gen Xers, because things get weird after us, but we work in Word, and then you have your editor use track changes. Some of you folks, you like to work in Google Docs, you like to work in Pages. I'm an old fashioned, I like a Microsoft Word document. And, you know, one thing, track changes is something you use because at the end, the person can accept the changes. I have a copy editor who is going in and actually crossing things out and making changes. And that's no good, because you want to just be able to accept or reject the changes. So any of these formats are fine. You just have to get on the same page, as they say. So that's it. That's all I've got to tell you about how to hire an editor. I do have a document that breaks down these questions, and you can get it if you go to the show notes for this episode. So go grab it so you can just have it handy on your desktop or your bulletin board or wherever you want it. You go to launchpadpub.com/blog/editors. That's launchpadpub.com/blog/editors. And I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.